CliffCentral.com.
You're listening to CliffCentral.com, and this show in particular is called In Conference with Michael Jackson. That's me. I'm a global conference presenter doing about 180 conferences a year. We figured here at Cliff Central that the people that I meet across my incredible 37,000-foot lifestyle, where I'm always flying all over the place, would be a really good place for you to meet the people that I'm lucky enough to interact with. My guest today is more homegrown South African talent. I want to introduce you to a man who runs a business called Uzi Films. That's right, you heard right. Uzi, like the semi-automatic machine gun, Uzi Films with a payoff line, Rapid Fire Films. Steve Hall, the man who put Uzi together, is one of the best video film guys I've ever had the joy of working with. And he's joining us to talk about what Uzi is, what it does, and what it's all about on Skype now from his offices here in Johannesburg. And it's a real joy to have him on the show. Mr. Hall, how are you, sir?
Very well, thanks. And you, Michael, and thank you so much for that introduction.
You're more than welcome. Now, tell me about the name, first of all. Uzi Films, Rapid Fire. Where did that come from?
The thinking behind it really is that is to create short videos that have a high impact. So it's all about working with small crews and producing bang for buck. Just like the gun, which is a small, high-powered device, so video is that we create are short, high-powered pieces of content that can be used across the web and other platforms.
Now, I've made use of your services myself. You've shot showreels for me. You've done all sorts of things. People love them. It's the most amazing stuff. But you really live now across video production services around the world of marketing, advertising, corporate speaking, eventing, and a whole bunch more. You do corporate stuff as well, right?
Yes, correct. We really cater to quite a broad spectrum in which video can be used. So on the high-end scale, where you need a high level of finish and polish to a clip, which would be in the advertising space, and that would be either broadcast or then, you know, afterwards put on online on YouTube, etc. Through to corporate video production, and that can be short sales and marketing videos, or even documentaries. I do work where we have to go in and produce essentially video documents on projects and that are then used to report around the world. Events is another part of our business, which is quite seasonal, so we're busy with that quite a lot at the moment. There it can be short clips that are used to advertise the event internally, through to recording the event, producing content that is then distributed through social media afterwards in short bites, etc.
And if I think about that in terms of where I'm coming from at the moment, as you know, I'm working on a concept called Build a Better Conference, where I'm trying to move people away from boring conference in a box. And in many respects, that includes the use of an app before the conference, during the conference, and keeping conversations going afterwards as well. But we're also making massive use of video in terms of our own lives. I mean, video seems to be the way to go these days. It's not books and articles and magazine stuff and newspaper coverage anymore. It's the immediacy of the medium, really, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as consumers of video, whether it be in business or television, etc., we've become so highly sophisticated in terms of how we can consume video content. So we are taking in information at a much more rapid rate, and we're demanding it because our time is so limited these days, that short clips is really the way to go in terms of delivering that content.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing conferences recently in the retail space from companies in Australia whose entire offering is being delivered over 30-second short videos. I mean, YouTube in its own regard. And interestingly enough, YouTube is where your website resides. I mean, you are living proof of what you do. And so the best place to find out about Uzi Films, by the way, for anyone listening right now, is just to Google Uzi and YouTube and take you into all of your showreels, your playlists, your channels, and all of those things. But I mean, YouTube is remarkable. It's millions and millions of hours of video are being uploaded to YouTube now, literally every minute. And it almost seems that this need to grab information in a short, sharp, visual sense was tailor-made for what you do at Uzi Rapid Fire Films.
Yes, absolutely. Look, make no mistake that there's a lot of other types of video content on YouTube, not just business and marketing relevant, funny cat videos and the like. But I think what smart people in business are doing now is that they're realizing the power of these clips and using social media in line with video to actually get their messages out there and engaging their audience in a direct and compact way.
As we come to the end of 2015 now, I mean, your business began...
Absolutely. You know, we've built a niche for ourselves in one aspect where we are really focusing on delivering what we call bullets. And it's really these short, sharp pieces of video content that can be utilized online. And the demand is going up all the time. It's really a good way to reach an audience that doesn't necessarily break the bank either.
I love that. Rapid fire bullets from Uzi Films. I mean, you must have had some kind of creative marketing background to come up with a name for your organization like that, huh?
Yes, indeed. I actually have worked in advertising for quite some time. So that it was definitely sprung from that kind of brain cell and brainchild.
Well, you've also touched on the aspect of not breaking the bank. I mean, in this day and age now, with technology the way it is, you know, it's relatively easy and cost-effective, as well as simplistically cheap, to get out there and start producing video, which is what your audience seems to demand, right?
Yes, I think that, you know, you have to be wary of people shooting video on their cell phone and that, for example. It's really, these days, with the cost of equipment and that having come down drastically over the last 4 or 5 years, access to really good quality equipment to produce high quality and high finish product that at a really reasonable rate, all you then require is the people with the necessary skills and expertise to actually do that for you, because no longer can we say that it's going to cost 10,000 rand a day to hire a camera, for example, to get that level of quality.
So, I mean, you know, you're advising your clients on good, short, sharp video production that is cost effective and doesn't break the bank.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the stuff that you looked at, I'm on your YouTube channel now as I'm talking to you over Skype. I mean, it says you've done stuff across construction, manufacturing, mining, entrepreneurship, advertising, marketing, Tanzania, Ghana, Swaziland, Zambia. I mean, are you truly an African video offering, Steve?
Oh, indeed. I have traveled extensively around Africa. I have a number of clients who have offices around the continent, and they need that. They need a reliable service that they can commission from South Africa or via their offices in these other regions that will then come via South Africa. So we travel out into all different regions within Africa. I've traveled extensively and are able to deliver our services across the continent whilst maintaining all the post-production, et cetera, here in Johannesburg.
So what are your favorite things to shoot? What are you most looking for when you're going out, and what do you enjoy filming the most at Uzi Films?
You know, each project has a particular aspect to it that makes it interesting. I think that ultimately it's the stories that are wrapped up within these pieces of content. So, you know, everyone, whether it be a professional speaker or a multinational company, everyone's got an interesting story to tell. And from our point of view, it's about engaging in those stories and producing the content that will take it to their audience.
I love that aspect of storytelling, because that's very much fundamental to my process of being on stage as well, that everything we do is best taught or shared in story form. But going back into what you said earlier, do you hate the selfie stick then, with people shooting their own stuff and putting up those strange little odd personal videos on YouTube?
No, I mean that's the beauty of it. It's you know, if that's what you want to do for yourself, then go ahead and do it. From our point of view, you know, we are providing services to our clients, so we need to service those clients in a way that best suits them. The personal video and that kind of thing, it's an open playing field as far as that's concerned. But for us, you know, we are ultimately servicing the needs of our clients.
I know that what you do at Uzi is fairly dramatic and very, very unique, but let me ask you a definitive question then. Has the industry changed you to make you the company that you are now in video production, or have you changed the industry?
I think it's probably a bit of both. You know, I think that there's trends that are happening that as someone in the industry, you have to be aware of, you know, but on the other hand, often our clients actually push us, and that makes projects even more interesting. When a client comes to us and says, look, we want to do something, but we want to do it in a slightly different way, or there's something unique about it that we really want to be able to tackle and tell through the medium of video, essentially taking on that challenge to be able to do that. So I think it's a bit of both in terms of us picking up on trends and trying to get our clients and people to see and do things a specific way. But there's also some feedback that we take in and try and mold and take up the challenge there as well.
You know, I was looking at some adverts for a TV station that offers the latest Hollywood blockbusters and internet downloads of Hollywood movies and that kind of thing. It's getting harder and harder, isn't it, really, for Hollywood to churn out blockbusters, which seems a bit odd when you think about your success at Uzi Films, because you're churning out stuff all the time, not necessarily to Hollywood scale, but you're doing stuff that's more relevant to people today than perhaps Hollywood used to have a monopoly on years ago.
Yes, well, you see, I mean, their business model is really based on a catalogue of content. So they may have a few flops, but it's going to balance out with the big hits that they have, and that allows them to sustain themselves and in the way that they do. For us, I think it's really fantastic being in a space where we can still get excited about the medium and video production, which is kind of where our passion really lies. You know, it's the whole process of writing, coming up with a concept, shooting something, editing it, and putting the whole, seeing all these pieces coming together. That is exciting and fun, and being able to do it in the space that we do is really a joy and a blessing.
Well, you've touched on the parts of this as well about using the experts. You know, you're good at creative concept script writing, turning things into storyboards, and then letting the cameras roll and whatever comes out of it getting edited at the back end.
Sure.
Is the success more about what you put in rather than what you get out or aim to get out?
Well, I think that there's no substitute for planning and for making sure that before things like cameras and set to start rolling, that the script is sorted and the shots are planned. And it's that attention to detail, you know, that really counts. There's an expression in the, there used to be, fix it in the post, you know, so it doesn't really matter if we fluff up a little bit in the shooting, but we can always try and fix it a bit in the post. And I'd rather try and work to fixing it before we actually fix it in the pre-production, in the concept and the writing, before you get to actually shooting and ending up with a headache of trying to fix it in the post-production.
When I knew that I was going to ask you to come and be a guest on my show, it was interesting that I spoke to a couple of clients that you've worked with. The common theme that they all told me about you is that you want to work very closely with them. I think you've used that phrase a few minutes ago as well. I mean, do you want to be involved from the germ of the idea rather than just being called in and told, go shoot the corporate video for my toothpaste, or go shoot this TV commercial, or go shoot, you know, this corporate presentation? Is planning more important to you than just the filming and production of the actual videos themselves?
Well, as a producer, you know, I oversee the all aspects of production from the beginning to the end, and the real joy is seeing a concept come to life and being able to deliver it to a client and meeting or exceeding their expectation. Having said that, those little processes along the way each have an interesting aspect to it. Particularly the concept, coming up with an idea is both. Can be very challenging at times, but it can also be very satisfying. Given that opportunity, that is really where we like to play. Ultimately, I would say is to be part of that process from the beginning.
I find it very hard when I'm watching other people at conferences, particularly non-professional speakers. I mean, do you find it hard to watch television? Are you always thinking of camera angles and ideas and that kind of thing, or do you think more in the real world first and foremost?
Over the years, I've actually, I don't know, I think my brain has split into a couple of compartments, so I can actually sit and watch and enjoy it just as a viewer, but I'm also at the same time thinking about the kind of technical aspect of how they've done things. Initially, years ago, it was actually irritating because I couldn't just enjoy the movie. It was too distracting to thinking about how it was made. But over time, I've managed to sort of almost left-right hemisphere are operating at the same time.
So what you're saying is, what you're saying is you've divorced yourself from the process and you've sold your kids and you don't really mind.
Well, you know, I think it's such a deep love that I have for the medium that I get totally immersed in it, both from a creative and storytelling point of view, as well as a technical point of view.
And more power to you as well. Time, as always, Steve, is against us. But I think for everyone listening to us right now, if you've ever thought about doing video, or even if you haven't, go and check out Uzi Films on YouTube. It's down as Uzi Film Production. Just type in Uzi, U-Z-I, into Google. The YouTube thing will come up first and foremost. It is your main platform. There's no other website that you need to go to. Don't worry about Twitter. Just go and check out, because the proof of the pudding with anyone creative like this is always in the eating. And it remains for me to thank my guest, Steve Hall from Uzi Films. The man is a legend. I love working with him. He's going to be an integral part of stuff that I do going into the future as well. And if you're looking to do anything with video production, I urge you to go and take a look at this man first and foremost.
This is Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.